This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Shares of Barnes & Noble are up 3% this morning. It saw a better-than-expected quarter, partly thanks to the erotic 50 Shades of Grey trilogy. Shares of Best Buy are down more than 9% this morning. The electronics retailer just reported second-quarter profits dropped more than 90%. For more on that, we've got Dan Greenhouse, Chief Global Strategist for BTIG. He joins us live. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Stacey. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Dan, what happened with Best Buy? Why are its profits down so much?
Well, this is a problem the company's been having for some time as consumers in the United States change their buying behavior from what we call brick-and-mortar operations to something on the Internet, let's say Amazon.com. And they've been struggling to adjust to that change in behavior for some time. And you've seen this this inadequacy on their part, let's say, accelerate in the last couple of quarters.
Taking a little bit of a broader look, the S&P 500 index of stocks is poised to hit a four-year high today. That index is a pretty broad swath of U.S. companies. It includes Best Buy, actually. What is this telling us about the U.S. economy?
Well, it's important for people to remember that the S&P 500 isn't the same thing as the U.S. economy, and indeed, roughly 40% or so of S&P 500 profits are generated in overseas markets. So it tells us something about the global economy, and so the second point to bring up is while a lot of people look at the unemployment rate and the horrible conditions that a lot of people live in right now with respect to their inability to find a job, that said, the economy does expand a little bit and companies have been able to operate in this what we call a new normal environment where they've been able to wring more profits out of slower growth and that helps drive up the stock market.
Dan Greenhouse with BTIG. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much.